Hootie hoo. Yes, I'm howling because it's a full moon and it's so beautiful. And I should actually be sitting in a space where I can actually see it. And instead of shoulda, coulda, wouldas, I am going to do that right now. My phone is already on Do Not Disturb. It has been on that since yesterday. So I don't have to remember to do that. So we are in a full moon, and from what I heard, it's in Scorpio. Now, I don't know exactly what that means astrologically per se. I'm just sharing that because it was shared with me. But what I do know is what I have been experiencing. And this particular podcast is for a state that wanted to grab my attention for whatever reason. I can literally go sit and bask in this moon as it is rising up. It's so pretty. It really is. And I know technically it reached its fullness yesterday, but 3 days before, when it is waxing, meaning it's getting bigger, and also 3 days afterwards, forgive me for getting a little away from the microphone, but I'm right back to it now. I'm just getting my chair, and I had something in it, so I had to remove it, but perfect alignment, and shout out to my ancestors, shout out to my spirit guides, shout out to all of the unseen forces that support me and my family, like huge shout out, huge appreciation. Because, again, you know, I was kind of caught up, in lack of a better word, matrix, meaning, oh, I wish you could y'all could see this. I'm going to have to get my my tablet and do a live at the same time. Like, I cannot not capture this. Like, I have to share this with y'all. I know whoever has visual of the moon and has the opportunity to sit and be still is probably basking in it. I want to just share my viewpoint of it. And I think what I'm going to do is raise up my blinds, even though they're open. Just because I feel like raising them will just give me more visual of the moon and also more visual of the view. So I didn't even think of sharing, doing a live before literally this moment. I keep seeing the 777s. Interesting. Okay, so let's see. Oh, this is so nice. I wonder where I could sit this at. I guess I have to sit on my lap, but I only have 20% anyway. So let's just get at it. Okay, so I'm going to say welcome again since I am starting my, live simultaneously. Hello, people. You're not going to see me. I am going to try to position myself so you can get a little bit of my skyline view, but really the focus is the moon. And I'm going to try to be still so that I don't obstruct that view. So, if my painting's right there, I'll give you guys a little a little view. That is New York City. You see that light blinking in the front, not the closest one, but the smallest, furthest one. And it's nice having a view of the city. Anyway, so I am also doing, I'm sitting in my workout room / office space, and I'm just basking in the moon right now. And I decided to do a live showing the moon. So I started my audio before I decided, hey, let me also do a visual simultaneously. And I think this might actually be a new thing that I do, but I will be more prepared for it moving forward. A lot of people do this with like multiple sites. So some people, they utilize YouTube and TikTok simultaneously, or YouTube and Instagram simultaneously. I am going to be utilizing YouTube and my audio here on Spotify. And also, this audio from my podcast show is featured on every platform. So you don't have to listen to it on Spotify. You can listen to it anywhere you listen to your podcast. You can find the Supa, that's S-U-P-A, not super, Supa T podcast show. So I mentioned in the beginning of my audio, which started before the visual, that currently the full moon is in Scorpio. And that is basically hearsay, people. Information that has come to me because I have not dived deep into astrology consciously. I know that I'm connected. And again, I want to give a shout out to my spirit guides. I want to give a shout out to my ancestors. I want to give a shout out to my invisible forces, and also the visible forces that are always supportive, always protective of me. I have officially leveled up, and I wear several hats, and you know that I'm into metaphysics, and you know that I'm very intuitive, and spirituality is an anchor in my life. But I literally went from one level of spirituality to another level of spirituality, where things, or I don't want to say things, but things just seems like the easiest word to use. Things often communicated with me, mostly like historical things, ancient things. I want to say energy. I think energy is a better way to describe it. So ancient energy would magnetize itself to me. And I realized that, you know, it's attracted to me because my soul is ancient, you know. This body ain't, but my soul is, you know. And I appreciate the fact, because I know that I'm here to serve. I know I'm here to serve. And so in my acceptance of the fact of that I'm here to serve, I have been, you know, just kind of aligning myself with opportunities where I can do that, right? And I had an interaction with particularly this amazing woman, but she's a part of a company, and I may become a part of this company, I may not become a part of the company. It's really whatever is going to be the best, is what I'm accepting, you know. But I had the opportunity to make choices in how I was going to show up. Was I going to show up in the way they expected me to show up? which is to fit into maybe perhaps a box? Or was I going to show up as my authentic self? I chose authenticity. What is on the line is a very handsome, a very attractive income. And I know many people would have said, listen, I would have done whatever I needed to do to get that income, right? But I know I'm wiser than that. So I'm like, nope, I'm going to be me. I'm going to be me because I already know I have the characteristics. I have the integrity. I have the intelligence. I have the coachability. Like, I have everything that is, I have the trustworthiness, you know. I have the qualities that it takes to be successful with this company. I'm not going to change who I am, you know. I'm not going to pretend to be anybody else. This is who I am, you know. And so I showed up as my authentic self. And because I had such a good vibe with the spectacular lady that is basically governing a lot, you know, in this company, I decided to be vulnerable. I decided to be open a bit and let her a little bit into my personal life, you know, because in actuality, I really don't got no friends right now. So I was like, hey, I know people say, oh, I don't go to work to make friends. People that say that are people that already have friends. Okay. Me, I like, even though I'm a friend to all are not a friend to me. So I, you know, I'm ready for that reciprocity. You know, I'm ready for that people who can accept my brilliance and not feel a way about it because I'm not in the status quo, or I'm not trying to be a part of the status quo. I know I'm here for the newness. You know, I know that I'm part of the solution. And so I'm just like, I know I'm not the only one here, because there are many and plenty of people who are speaking about the same thing. It's just they're not geographically so close to me, you know. And particularly Agape International Spiritual Center, you know, Ricky. Oh gosh, what's her last name now? I don't even know. I'm gonna call her. Her original, well, not her original last name, but Ricky Beckwith. I just discovered her recently, and I was in complete awe. Like, her voice is like amazing, and it made me identify and recognize the amazement that I have also with my voice. Whether I'm just singing, whether I'm speaking, it's a gift. It's a gift for me to share. And I just watched a Lifetime movie of Miss Wendy Williams and heard her tell her story in her own way without other people, you know, telling it the way they want us to see it. And I was just like, wow, you know, wow. You did all of that, and I kind of knew. Like, from, I got little key nudges, like Delilah, you know, and but I just did not know that radio was such a lucrative thing. So I'm thinking about exploring it. I love music. It would be a great way to marry two of my passions. I love talking, as you can see. If you go to Spotify, and when I post this, the YouTube video, I'm gonna put the link to Spotify. You'll see how many episodes I have. Like, I love doing this. I just do it, you know, and it's beneficial. It is a way for me to be of service, and not only a way for me to be of service, but a way for me to reach like millions of people with one of my gifts. So anyway, during this full moon, a particular state decided to make itself, known. Known is not the right word, because I know about this state because I used to reside in this state, but it wanted some attention, right? And it definitely went the extra mile to grab my attention, because when I did reside there, I was in my early 20s. And two times, they kind of like popped into my awareness. And what I mean by popped into my awareness, I went to conduct business the first time. And they snatched some finance from me. And I was like, excuse me, what are you doing? And they were like, yeah, you owe us this. And I was like, I absolutely don't owe you anything. And even if I did have a bill over, what, 18 years ago, you definitely recovered that, okay? Don't play with me, okay? We know how the business world works. We know how finances work to a certain extent. You know, bills typically are discharged after 7 freaking years. You can't come decades afterwards and try to recover on a bill. Excuse me? No. We don't. That contract, if I did have a contract with you, it's no longer valid. And this new contract that I have is what's valid. It nullifies any other contract that ever existed. So run me my coins. So they ran me my coins. And then they ran me some sarcastic letter, and I was just like, yeah, whatever, you know, and I didn't pay it no mind. And then I had another interaction when I'm like applying for this company. They did a very thorough background check, which I'm cool with, you know, because I have no convictions, and I am a woman of integrity, and therefore what it is, you know. What's the issue? All you need to know is that I'm honest, I'm upright, and nope, I'm not a violent person, and I'm a lawful national of the United States of America. You want a contract with me or not? You're not going to try to play me like I'm foolish because I'm still youngish. So they tried to play me, you know. They were like, oh, something came back from your background check. And I was like, impossible. I paid for a background check. Nothing comes back nationally. Okay, nothing came back nationally. So what y'all looking at? And they were like, oh, no, it's clear. You just have to. And then they were like skittery, like the communications, you know, and I'm getting the watered down version because, of course, the woman that's interacting with me is super professional. And so she's not telling me exactly what they're telling her, you know, because she's kind of like the in-between person. So anyway, when she does reach out to me, she's like, oh, they found something from 2006. And when she said 2000, even though we are in the 2000s right now, what came to my mind was my last interaction. So I've had a couple of interactions with law enforcement in the past, but again, it's for me standing up for what I know to be the truth, standing up for what is right. Therefore, every time there was interactions, justice is on my side. You know, the law is on my side. So I thought that's what she was talking about. So, of course, I thought about the last situation, which was maybe about a decade ago. And I was like, yeah, it was something political. And she was like, okay, you know, just it's no big deal. Just write the details and this, that, and the other. And I was like, okay, cool. And then when I looked at the email, and I looked at what the charges said, and the charges said terroristic threat. And I said, terroristic? What the heck? And I was like, and then I looked at the year and I said, wait a minute, 2006? Wait a minute. I wasn't even politically involved into anything at that point in time, you know? I was in my very early 30s, gosh. I was in my very early 20s. Oh, the moon is hiding behind the cloud. Oh, anyway, it's going to come back out. And it doesn't matter. The cloud doesn't stop the essence of it and the the vibrations of it, right? So anyway, so now I'm brainstorming and I'm like, I don't even freaking remember, you know, but what did stick out was the age and, you know, where I was at, you know, and I'm like, dad, and looking at where I was at and where I am now, I'm like, wow, you know, I was in an abusive marriage. I was with my two small children. And of course, just thinking of my children, struck up memories of my baby girl. And, you know, that kind of took over, you know, my whole thought form. And, you know, my son, and it was a lot. It was a lot that was going through my mind. And so I have this paper and I'm trying to fill it out, right? And I'm just like, okay, I have no idea what the hell happened back then in details. You're asking me for details. You're going to get my own words. And these are my own words. So when I started responding, I have an app on my phone called CS Scan. So it allows you to download a file and edit like a PDF, which means you could write in whatever you need to write in, right? So cool. I'm using that app and I'm writing in. So I start off, I'm an American national. And I believe I used the particular words. I am a lawful American national. And every activity I do aligns with my core values of liberty, of justice, you know. And it only allows you to do like two lines because it only gives you a very tiny box. So I did the two lines and I tried to reduce the box to fit into the box of where it allows you to write at. So the text box is what I'm referring to that only allows you two lines to write. So after those two sentences, it was like, nope, you can't put no more. And I wanted to put more, but I couldn't fit no more. So I'm like, okay. So I did it three times. The first two times, I could fit it on the page of the document. The third time, it cuts off. I don't know why it would cut it off, but it would cut it off. And I'm like, shit, I gotta really reduce this. And I'd spent a good, I want to say, at least hour and a half basically communicating in my own words, the details of what they were alleging. And I was like, and then I'm like, wait a minute, I wasn't even like 23, really? My intelligence, because of course I was being emotional, I was thinking about my daughter, I was thinking about how I had came so far from being with abusive men, because even though he was my first abuser, he was not my last abuser. And you know, I repeated that cycle until I broke out of it, and I'm completely broken out of it, and it feels so great. It feels so freaking amazing. And my son now is 25 years old and he's an amazing young man. And I'm just like, wow, you know, I'm just feeling good about myself. Like, I feel good about myself. I feel good all that I have went through. It was some traumatic shit. I'm looking forward to writing my book, my autobiography, but it must be a trilogy because just literally so much has freaking happened, you know? So anyway, and that's the space that I'm in. And, you know, I'm trying to fill out this paper and it's not allowing me to fit everything that I want to put, you know, which is you're asking me details that I don't remember. And so I'm like, well, what's the quickest way to say I don't fucking remember? And I was like, well, the quickest way to say that I don't remember is no recollection. Oh, yep. There we go. And so I was like, well, no recollection. And I was like, well, what else is true about this? It's not applicable. The cases were dismissed. True. Indeed. Put that as well. And I think, I don't know if I put anything else, but those are the two things that I remember putting there. And then I sent it to her, and I also sent her my legal document of me legally and lawfully correcting my status. They want to call it a name change. Hey, they want to call, some people want to call God Allah. Some people want to call God this or that universe. It is what it is. You call it what you want to call it. What matters is what it is. And what it is not a change. It is a change, but it's not a name change, because a name kind of still gives somebody else authority over you in a sense. You know, I don't know why, but it just does, the way they use words, and words are spells and yada, yada, yada. So in actuality, I made a correction to my status, and I made a proclamation. And of course, that correction is a change. It is a change for me being bounded to having liberty. And that's what we're supposed to have here, right? So, interesting. The state that this information was obtained from was Pennsylvania. So I said, oh, okay, Pennsylvania, you want my attention for some reason. I don't know why. And so I just meditated, because I said, this is the second time within maybe the course of a few weeks that you have decided to re-enter into my mental space. Otherwise, I'm not thinking of you. I'm not thinking of that state at all. Although, ironically, I was interacting with a sister who is an Uber driver and also into metaphysics, I should say. She's into hypnotism, and I met her. She was my Uber driver, and it was good alignment, and she has family out there, and she used to live out there. And so I did have to full circle, because she gifted me a blow-up mattress, and I was like, well, I want to go, you know, because I need some girl time, some adult time. My son, even though, you know, he's 25, and this was before his birthday, I was like, you know, it's still very, I was very active before his 25th birthday, you know, with guiding him, and, you know, was taking a lot of my energy, and I was just like, I want to be around adults. So she was like, sure, you know, you could ride with me out there. And ironically, her cousin lives in Lehigh Valley, which is where I resided. And then we get off on an exit of right where I used to work. And I remember this job, and particularly because I was dating a guy at the time, and he lived in my neighborhood. And another girl at the job was dating the same guy. And again, I was young, you know, so even though we wasn't exclusive, I was just like, yeah, I'm not about to do this. I'm not about this life, you know, and I already knew myself, and I knew, like, I know my creed, you know, I know my pedigree, and I just know what works for me and what didn't work for me even back then at 23. So I was just like, you know what, I am going to separate myself from this job, because if not, she gonna say something, and I'm not with the office politics, and you say something slick, I'm gonna approach you, and you're gonna feel, because, you know, whatever, that you could stand up to me, and it's gonna be an issue. Like, I foresaw it. So since I foresaw it, I might have had a dream about it, if I'm gonna be all actuality, but I just was like, yeah, I'm not coming back, and I excused myself from the job and from the whole situation. Now, older, wiser me probably would have kept the job and just stopped dating the guy. But, you know, again, I was in my 20s at the time. And even though, yes, I was married, this was me running away. So there were times that because I was in an abusive relationship, I used to run away from him and hide. And when I was running away and hiding, it wasn't just like, oh, I'm gonna stop living. It was like, I'm free and I'm gonna still live. So the divorce didn't happen until I was 26. And I believe that particular job, I wasn't 23 actually at that job. I want to say I was 25, maybe 24, you know. Probably 25. I resided in Lehigh Valley for a few years, you know, for the first part of my 20s, I resided there. So anyway, I'm like, what's going on, Pennsylvania? Like, everybody else just recognized, like, yeah, She's authentic. Yeah, you know, she's free. Just let her be. Let her be and let's see, you know. We need people to be free, you know. This, I feel like whoever constructed this system of having people be in bondage, whether physically or mentally or both, realized that that was not the way to go, because it has caused more problems than not. You know, they say, oh, well, it kept things in order. Oh, no, it's not, you know, because it's just not, you know, it goes against universal laws. You know, it's just not how it's supposed to be. Not saying that people are not supposed to be at certain levels of servitude. Everybody is supposed to be serving, and there are levels of servitude, but people should serve willfully. People should serve willingly. People should not be forced or tricked into service. You know, that's going against universal laws. And universal laws supersede man's written words that they want to say is a law. Law is law. Man's words is just man's words. And it doesn't become anything unless somebody accepts it to be that. And people are rising up and recognizing that. And it's awesome that people are rising up and recognizing that. And it's beautiful when people rise up and recognize that from a healed space. Oftentimes people are rising up through trauma or through, I'm going to say through trauma, but with trauma. That's a better way to say it. Oftentimes when people are rising up and realizing their power, they're still very much traumatized and very much hurt. And so if you're traumatized and you're hurt and you realize I'm powerful, what you think you're going to do? What do you think they're going to do? Yeah, they gonna strike back. They might do things that are not, you know, going to be the best. But if they come from a healed space, then they are an asset, you know, to humanity, to themselves, to their families, to their communities, and to humanity. So right now, whoever are in certain positions should be focused on, they shouldn't be focused on trying to maintain their pseudo authority. They should be focused on healing themselves so that they don't feel the need to rule over anybody. But they know that if you're in a position of authority, you are to be of greater service to people, to your community, to whatever establishment you are affiliated with or that you have agreed to be a part of. That's what that means. It doesn't mean that you are to look down upon anyone. It means you are to be by example of service at a level that is higher than others. Simple as that. We're getting there. We're getting there. So anyway, so ironically, I do some history. I don't even willfully do it. I honestly, if I'm going to be honest, it literally came to me and it let me know that this nation needs to heal. Because the things that have happened, and I didn't even know about the details. Like, we hear about the Civil War, we learn about the Civil War, and I remember them talking vaguely about the Reconstruction period, but I didn't know exactly what exactly happened in the Reconstruction period. And a lot of blood was spilled in Pennsylvania. And in southern states also, you know, but a lot of blood, like they say one of the bloodiest battles happened, and I forget the name of the place already. So we need to heal. So I'm going to call that forth right now. I'm going to call for Pennsylvania to be healed. I'm going to call for those souls that may even still be tied to that particular state And to this, I'm going to start at that state, you know, and then I'm going to mention the whole nation. But the souls that are, that have not crossed over, that are still angry and still kind of, you know, doing what ghosts do, that are angry, I call for them to cross over. I call for them to release themselves from that land, for them to go into the light, because then they're not going to feel those emotions anymore, that hurt and that anger and all of that hate. It's going to be released. It's going to be transmuted into something. They can even have the opportunity, and I don't know what they have done, you know, but they have the opportunity to come back and to have a whole different type of experience. And so go into the light. Go into the light. Any spirits, any ghosts, any lingering hate and energies, I call forth the violet flame for the state of Pennsylvania, for the violet flame to transmute that battle during the Civil War, to transmute all of the atrocities that have happened, all of the acts of hate and acts of violence. I call it to be, and so it is so. So Pennsylvania, you are healed. I'm calling you to be healed, and you're going to continue to blossom and grow and be what you were designed to be, because you are a very energetic spot. That is a very energetic spot, that particular state, right? So that's done. Now let's deal with other parts. Let's deal with just the complete nation in of itself. The complete nation, I call forth healing. What is now known as the Americas, which was known as Turtle Island, and is still affectionately known to indigenous people as Turtle Island. Let Turtle Island be healed. We have the energy available for this healing. So if you're seeing this, if you're hearing this, plug in. Put your attention to this. Put your words to this. Our words are very powerful. Call forth the healing of our nation. Call forth the healing of our nation. The healing of this land mass in particular that is here, that is a part of Gaia, that has so much potential to be of great service, to be of great status, to be of greatness in a good, righteous way. Not a way that suppresses or oppresses or takes away freedom, but a way that supports freedom, a way that supports liberty, a way that supports justice. Allow that to be. Allow the original plan of this nation to be. The original plan of this nation was to be beautiful, peaceful, great, lovely, easy to live, to work. And yes, people are going to be of service, but at their own will, they're going to be of service. Let the economics be leveled out to where they should be. Kudos to different agencies in our government that are holding accountability to people, tycoons that have come from overseas and try to capitalize on this rich energy over here and oppress the people economically with high rents, displace them, make it hard for them just to go to work and be of service at their jobs, and whatever income they earn, be able to cover and live comfortably, because we have enough resources for that. And the reason why people are having issues with housing and issues economically is because there are individuals who felt like, oh, these people are dumb and we're just going to raise it up and they're just going to, you know, work harder and, you know, exhaust themselves and yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And we're going to end that. We're going to end that. We can have businesses flourish and we can have a healthy economy, and we can actually eliminate our debt system. why are we in this debt system? No, we can eliminate this. We can fix this so that it works better for us all. We can make a win-win situation. There are brilliant people who are ready, willing, and able to implement their brilliance in relieving and being part of the solution to the issues and the problems here. So allow that to be. I am in full support of that. And I'm very grateful once more. And that is my service tonight, this during this full moon energy, is to speak healing and releasement of the souls and spirits that have lingered around and caused mischief, and healing of the souls that are also incarnated in human form that have caused mischief. Healing for us all, health for us all, happiness for us all, grace for us all, prosperity for us all, love, peace, liberty for us all. Let's be the change that we want to experience. Let's actually not help wars and people do war shit. Let's help peaceful shit. Let's provide solutions to the people here and to whoever we assist. Let's actually be great. And when we see people rising in their greatness individually, rising in their authenticity, let's help them. The moon is moving. You see it? I'm gonna move a little bit too. I'm gonna move too far. But I'm gonna spend some time still sitting here, and I'm gonna end these transmissions. And I extend my love to you all. And it's a great time to be here on the planet. So I know that you are seeing things on TV and hearing things that may bring concern to you, and that is normal for you to be concerned about the injustices. However, your energy is much better of use when you point it towards the greatness and the possibility and the goodness. So find something good each and every day to be grateful for, and to talk about good more than you talk about negative, and watch things shift. You absolutely can create paradise for yourself and be part of the creation of paradise and euphoria here on our planet. It is possible. You must see it in your mind first before it can ever be created. That is just how it works with anything. Before a chair is built, before a building is built, it is seen in somebody's mind. Then they put it on paper and they figure out, what is it going to take? What can they contribute? Who are they going to need to accomplish what they have seen in their mind? So I encourage you, and I dare you to think positive. I dare you to be purposeful about your thoughts. I dare you to reject people trying to control your mental. And I dare you to be your great, amazing, authentic selves. Thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show. I will catch you guys another time. And make sure you click the links in the bio. I have a new Etsy shop with some new designs on it. And you know, this is what I'm going to do, because this is a part of my way of saying thank you and my way of being of service. And this is what we all are here to do, you know. And while we are of service and while we are being grateful, we are here to enjoy too. So I pray for our companies. I know I've prayed for our nation, and I also want to pray for the companies that operate here. I want them to not look at profit the way that they have used they have been looking at profit, but I want them to look at profit as, hey, the more happy, healthy humans, the more money we'll make. So let's support health instead of just supporting pockets only. Let's incorporate it all, because it all is together anyway. Happy, healthy people spend money too, in large sums of it. So let's clean up our pharmaceutical industry. Let's clean up our healthcare industry. I've already addressed economics. So healing in all of these industries, healing to the land itself, healing economically, healing politically, healing to the politics in our nation, healing to the companies in our nation, healing to the pharmaceutical companies, healing to the banking systems, healing to the healthcare, banking, healing to the housing systems, of course, healing to the individuals that make up all of these systems that I've just mentioned, and huge healing to the church systems and the religious organizations. Let us all, if I fail to mention anything, I call healing to everything, everything, healing and health and happiness and wholeness and love and joy and peace and liberty and justice. It's time. So let it be. And so it is. Ashe. Amen.